Good morning, everyone. Or no, it's good afternoon. It's one of those long days. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm from the West Coast, so it is kind of morning, I guess. Welcome to the Occupational Health Internship Program student presentation. Thank you so much. My name is Sarah Jacobs. I am the National Program Coordinator for the OHIP program. And this is Bob Harrison. Do you want to?
Okay.
I think you know. Everyone knows who Bob is at this point. We have no relationships to disclose. And I'm going to pass it over to Bob, and then I'll continue.
This will be really quick. Thank you, everybody, for coming. The Occupational Health Internship Program, as some of you probably know, was inspired by Tony Mazzocchi. I was probably one of the first Tony Mazzocchi occupational health interns in 1976, and it was a turning point in my own professional career. This program was inspired by and modeled after joining together healthcare professionals and students with labor unions. Because of the major impact that this program had in the model, it's been created in the 20th and the 21st century with this present bunch of students that you have here. There are lots and lots of acknowledgments to make, and I show this slide every year, and it just really gets longer and longer and longer. We were inspired very early on, about 10 years ago now, with a series of meetings to recreate this program. We have since had just a tremendous list of mentors and other people who've guided this program. It's really a labor of love and a community around the country. And I won't go through all the names here, but you can just see many of the faces and people that you know. We have an organization of this program that's set out on this slide here. This is a program of AOEC, and some of you may not know AOEC, the Association of Occupational and Environmental Clinics. Kathy Kirkland and Ingrid Dennis, or raise your hands, or the front of the room there, and they provide the national leadership and coordination for the OHIP program. I'm the director and PI. Sarah Jacobs, as you just met, is the program coordinator. And we have now 7 sites around the country. You're going to hear from all of them,
give or take one,
almost all of the sites. But we have Los Angeles, San Diego, the San Francisco Bay Area, Seattle, Chicago, Boston, and New York. And we have the principal investigators and the mentors at each of those sites listed here. And we have an East Coast coordinator. Matt London is still, where's Matt? Matt is still, and Jane are still in a little dotted box there because we're seeking really solid, expanded funding to really create a national program with both an East and West Coast coordinator. We're up to probably, at last count, over about $1 million in support for the OHIP program cumulatively. Our core support comes from a NIOSH training grant, so I really have to thank and really deeply acknowledge NIOSH. We have the only NIOSH training grant that's not a degree-granting program in the country. And so we have a summer internship experience that's designed to recruit students into those degree-granting programs at the NIOSH ERCs and training program grants, but we don't grant a degree ourselves. And so I think we're pretty unique and we fulfill a really important role. We also have had funding from a number of other foundations, individuals, agencies, institutions. They're really too numerous to list on this slide. If anybody has additional funding ideas or would like to contribute money to our cause, talk to me after. My job here is to hold out a tin cup and to raise money for this program. Should I continue, sir? Do I have one more? This is my last one. We've had 133 interns since we started in 2004 on a total of 67 different projects. You can see that in 2011, represented here, was our biggest year, and we had 28 students over our 7 sites around the country. I didn't do a regression through that, but it does look like it's sort of going up. I don't know what we're going to do if we have more students in 2012. You guys are great, but it was taxing our efforts to have so many projects last year. We're really an unlimited sort of program, really limited just by funding and coordination. but it's really expanded really successfully. Sarah has done a couple of evaluations to see where our interns are working now, and about 80% are currently working or looking for a job in an OHS or an OHS-related career. 93% tell us that the program has influenced the way they think about their career or the direction that they're going in. And almost all will say, I don't know who that 2% was that said that it didn't make a difference to them. We got to find out who. I want to know who those four people were. But 98% it made a difference in how they perceived the workplace and the workforce, which is really great. So, Sarah?
And I do want to make sure we give enough time to the students, so I'm going to limit what I'm going to say. But this internship is really, it is inspiring. It's a career pathway for many people. I myself am a former OHIP intern. I did it in 2007. If it wasn't for OHIP, I would not be into the field today. So I really owe my thanks to Bob and all my mentors through the OHIP program. There's three main focuses of OHIP, and that's we want to make sure that the interns have direct contact with the workers, and that's through interviewing workers, talking with them directly. We want to make sure that they're out there seeing the workplace, seeing people actually under working conditions, and that they do give something back to the workers, whether that's in form of an educational material, something that they can use to improve the workplace. As Bob had mentioned, this was our biggest group ever. We had 28 interns. They worked on 15 different projects. We have 7 different sites, which is we're expanding. And these are just a list of the projects and the names. It was really hard to squeeze them all in, so you might have to squint or get some binoculars if you're in the back there. But it really was an inspiring group of students. They worked extremely hard over a 9-week period, and so it will be presented in the projects today, but every single person up here on the slide did an excellent job. We actually have a couple of our former OHIP interns in the audience today, so thank you also for your work. And we're looking forward to hearing the presentation today. How we're going to do the style is that we're going to have the presentations go back to back, and then we'll have time for Q&A at the very end. I just want to make sure everyone has a chance to present their project. And so this is a fun picture that we took at the orientation. We have our 28 interns and some of the staff.